All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon coach Mark Helfrich. The Ducks are on the road at Oregon State in the Civil War this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star and the number one to ask a question. Star and the number one. Your first question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, coach, when you have a performance like that last week, is it satisfying or frustrating? Because on one hand, you wanted to see that out of your team. On the other hand, are you thinking, gosh, where's that been for the last 8 or 9 weeks?
Well, it's certainly a little bit of both, I guess. Yeah. I think our guys, you know, what's been very frustrating is how well we've practiced and then not transitioned into the game with the same level of execution or the same level of finish or the same level of trust and confidence in what they're doing. So that, you know, that part is good to see. And against that, you know, quality of an opponent on the road in the, you know, just in the environment that it presents itself for a young team was good.
You know, I hear coaches say that a lot, that they have a great week of practice and then it just doesn't show up on Saturdays. I know there's no magic bullet answer, because if there was, everyone would play great on Saturday. But why do you think that is sometimes with teams where the practice is great but it doesn't translate?
Well, it varies. I mean, I think our biggest deal is just inexperience and guys of really just trusting 100% what they're doing, and we've kind of had our freshman moments at different times, and when there's four freshman offensive linemen, a freshman quarterback, and a bunch of guys that are in vital roles, those things, they manifest themselves in different ways. And so I think, you know, part of it is that, and just that, you know, just that hesitation. And then a lot of guys, unfortunately, I think we're in wait and see for somebody else to make a play mode sometimes. And that just leads to problems.
Gotcha. Thanks, coach. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, looking at Oregon State in year two under Coach Anderson, what do you see that's different about them now as compared to last season?
I think just in general, a lot more athletic. I think they've been very good and sound in every phase of what they do offensively, defensively, and in special teams. And there's guys, probably a combination of things we were just talking about, experience and confidence in what they're doing. And then another wave of guys, whether a couple junior college guys, a couple, you know, guys that are just playing better.
And were you have the opportunity to end the season by beating a top 15 ranked team on the road at a place that's pretty hard to win, and potentially beating your rival. When you've had a difficult season, but being able to finish on that high note, I know this is kind of new territory for you, but how do you kind of see that maybe playing into the off-season preparations?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's in some ways good. In other ways, too little too late, you know, in terms of how we're going to approach the transition postseason. But, you know what I mean, we're going to have to obviously dig down and get a few things solved. But I have total confidence in getting that done.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Yogi.
Not sure if you saw the TV copy, but there's a great shot of towards the end of the game, you guys make a play, and Dakota's going crazy on the sideline. And I thought that was a pretty cool example of a guy who easily could have been the guy that didn't go down that road. You know, hasn't been around these guys for more than, you know, not even a complete year yet. What does that say, do you think, about your team? Because that is the one guy that could be sour, and it didn't
seem like
he was at all.
Right, yeah. I thought that the two things that you know, say a lot about who those guys are and who hopefully we are, like you're saying, he and Jeff Locke. Jeff Locke's been, you know, like an 11th assistant coach in terms of helping Justin out, and he was a great mentor for Marcus, and has really helped these other guys out that, you know, are essentially trying to take his job. And Dakota has been extremely positive. I think, you know, obviously he's not, you know, partying and excited that he didn't win the job, but much like the, you know, I showed the team the Tony Romo deal the other day. I thought that was perfect, you know, of a guy who, hey, this guy's better than me. I'm not going to rock the boat. By the same token, I'm going to still compete my tail off and try to beat him out and make our team the best it can be. But the, you know, the team, the big picture is a lot more important than any one of us.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yep.
Again, star then the number one to ask a question.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll be it. Mark, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, see you.